reluctant to interrupt that beautiful song, but I think you'll understand. I've got Kato in the studio with me.
Hello.
Kia ora, how
Kia ora.
Are you?
I'm good.
So we're listening to Kato right now. This is a song called Every Day that came out, was it last year?
Last year, November, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, now.
Well, we're here to talk about a relatively new song. Song that was a few weeks old?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second, but I would like to introduce you to the populace of Tamaki Makaurau, if I may.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your tale and where you've come from. You know, Kato is familiar to some people from a duo.
Yeah, Kato Kalo. Mm. So I also do an electronic duo with my friend Carly, which is kind of more house.
Mm-hmm.
And we do electronic live performance, DJing and production. And yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And so how did this sort of... I'm going to call it solo, even though I'm going to tell everyone how many people are in your band in a minute. But how did you come about doing this sort of stuff out on your own?
Well, before I was in Kato Kalo, I was actually in a girl group called Technicolor. Shout out Molly and Chelsea. And we kind of did more R&B.
Yeah.
Yeah, music. That was very fun. We had, a band and three of us on stage singing. And then kind of fell more into an electronic music lane. And I found I just wanted another outlet for expression. And I've played piano since I was a kid. So, it was just kind of nice being able to bring that back a bit more and write my own songs and be really honest in them.
Cool. So we are going to mention the gig in a second, but I noticed you're playing with an 8-piece band.
Yeah.
So no biggie?
No biggie. Just, I know, we have our first rehearsal tonight. I'm like, whoop. Yep.
I'm going to guess then, given the gig is this Sunday, that you're playing with some professional, or like at least some pretty damn good players.
Yeah, I've got Joe Captain on keys, ooh, which obviously goat. Kenny Sterling's going to be doing percussion and congas. And then I've got three backing vocalists. One of them's Crystal Chen, and the other two, Eliza and Twila, their cousins. I call them the cousins. And then, guitar, bass and drums as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
And are you playing and singing or out
no,
front?
No, I'm just going to be singing for this one. Usually I play keys and sing, but this one I'm kind of just focusing on singing.
Fantastic. It's difficult to tell from the audience perspective, but my eyes totally lit up with every word you spoke there. Like, band is like my dream band.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, cool. Well,
I'm
then
sure it's yours too.
Yeah.
So tell me about recording these songs.
Everything's pretty much self-produced.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just wanted to have creative control over everything. Because I've always previously done like duo or group work, so I just wanted to see how far I could push myself doing it all myself. And it's definitely been a fun process.
Yeah, cool. Whereabouts do you record them?
I've been recording out of Drake Street, Big Pop Studio a lot, which has been amazing.
It's nice up there.
Yeah, they've got like amazing analog compressors and EQs. And then also just some of it at home because, I don't know, sometimes I just find like home vocal takes are just the best.
Totally. I play very, very different music to what we're talking about, but I tried to do vocals myself over a band recording the other day and I just felt like the most ludicrous thing to be doing in front of people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't handle it. I wanted to go home and hide in the cupboard and sing.
Totally.
Mm.
When you're just like relaxed and especially if you're like talking about something vulnerable or whatever it is really, I think it's just best.
Or just trying to hit a note.
Yeah. It's like first takes are always the best.
Yeah. Oh, great. So this is, so the track we're going to play is called Wanna Go and you've got a single coming out, when did you say? This Friday?
This Friday, Yeah. So that's my second single off of this upcoming EP.
Yeah, great. And so tell us about the EP.
It's a 5-track EP, all self-produced. One of the tracks has the amazing J.Y. Lee on sax, and another one has Swap Gomez playing drums. And it's kind of just been a very collaborative process, but with me at the helm of production. And
I love talking about Swap and J.Y. because those two at one point were the Joe Captain and the, the young players of the scene. They were the kind of like, whoa, you heard these kids?
Yeah.
And now they're kind of like bringing other people up with them. I love it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Totally.
Oh, fantastic. Well, so the gig, because, let's play this song and get everybody amped for this show. Sunday,
yeah.
Sunday session.
Yeah, Sunday. Just nice chill vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Tasika opening. She's kind of R&B funk. She's doing like more of a stripped back set, and then yeah, we'll be playing for an hour.
Is that Big Fan?
At Big Fan, yeah.
So all ages.
All ages, yeah.
Nice.
Come along.
All ages. I love a Sunday show. Mm-hmm. People are afraid of them sometimes, but it's yeah, often the best night to go out, I reckon.
Yeah, I was apprehensive, but I was like, I feel like my music suits chill Sunday vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to church.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what do you want to tell us about this song? We're going to play One Ago, and then afterwards I'll come back and tell everyone that they've got to go to that gig again. But
yeah.
Tell us about One Ago, and then we'll hit play.
One Ago is probably the most stripped back song on the EP. Mm-hmm. And definitely the most vulnerable heartbreak song. But yes, I don't know, I just wanted to keep it really stripped back and let the lyrics speak for themselves.
Cool. Well, we'll do exactly that right now then.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Waiting with the bated breath by the phone.
You got it. That was the stunning One Ago from Kadu. Thank you for coming in.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
And just got a hot piece of information to drive people to the show even more. So it might be your last chance to catch you for a while.
Yeah, I'm moving in a couple of weeks, so.
You're draining the brain.
Yeah.
You're going.
I'm leaving. I'm sorry.
So this Sunday you have to go.
Yeah.
We'll all be there, I promise, all of us. That will, right? This Sunday, 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Tickets from Humanitix.
Yeah,
T-I-X.
Humanitix. And there'll be tickets on the door as well.
Yeah. No, well, they might not be.
They might
after
not
now.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah, get in quick. People need to learn.
Buy right. early, please. Otherwise, yes. I'm going to freak out.
Yep. That's what we do. All right. Thank you so much. We'll play some ads now and come back with something completely different.